Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a little 1-2 punch for us today. So before I get into it, please comment on the video. Please share the video, like, subscribe. I want to thank everybody for having us hit over 300,000 subscribers. That's a big deal. I'm very grateful for that. And you haven't seen anything yet. So let's get right into it. True Value Hardware Store just filed for bankruptcy. And True Value Hardware Stores, think about this, guys. This is basically a franchise model. You get set up through True Value. You open up an independent store. It's independently owned and operated by the franchisee. And you have to follow the True Value way of life. And 4,500 stores are affected by this. Here's the worst part about this is that, they want to sell to a competitor. And it looks like it's going to be Do It Best. But they're also taking other offers right now. So here's the thing about this. I'm super familiar with this because I have a woman that's going to be the CFO of my company, and she has put products into True Value Hardware Store, and her boyfriend of many years goes to the home show or trade show that they have at True Value Hardware every year, and this is amazing. Now, think about this. 4,500 stores, they're so big. They have a trade show with hundreds of vendors that people do everything they can to get into because they want to pitch True Value executives, True Value franchisees, and different products out there, you know, and it's closed to the public. It's for True Value Hardware Stores. And I, for 10 years, I've been telling her, I would love to go to that. Just get me a ticket so I can walk through that thing and see it. But if you have a product and you want to get into these stores, it could change your life by having 4,500 stores. No, they don't have the volume of Home Depot or Lowe's or anybody big like that. They are a smaller store chain. They're more eclectic. They've got different products and merchandise into this. But the thing about a True Value Hardware Store that's kind of cool is when you go to these places, they did the old Home Depot method where you'd have a retired electrician work in that department. You'd have a plumber work in that department. That's my experience from here in Orange County. And there's a dozen of these stores near me. Okay? So they had $153 million offer, and they have $1 billion in debt. Now think about this. They make a percentage. Every time you buy something from True Value, the True Value company makes a percentage of that. They're going to sell this to Do It Best. Guys, this is the sign of the times. I get people that write me and say, you know, it's terrible that you talk about all this doom and gloom. I am a realist, guys. I am talking about business. I am talking about how to survive during these times. And how would you like to be one of these franchise owners? Because I would be thoroughly pissed off, to say the least, that these guys have taken advantage of this and ran this company into the ground and had this high horse that you wouldn't believe. All the rules that you have to have as a True Value franchise they're unbelievable. And some of these people have made millions of dollars, so they've become wealthy doing this. But other people have not made a lot of money. And they're smaller towns, but they have to follow the same rules and give the same percentages and things like this. So it will be interesting to see how this plays out and if Do It Best is going to do it. Now, there was a few Do It Bests out here in California, and I'm not familiar with them like I am True Value, Lowe's, Home Depot, and all that stuff. So, is this going to be a good thing? Because I don't think so. I think this is survival. And that's what this is. You're going to see more survival stories right now where people are going to take over existing companies than ever before, whether it be restaurants, cars. There's a bunch to talk about today. So, with that being said, you're going to see more of this. The next one is Goldman Sachs, the bank, financial bank, steps forward and they say AutoZone goes from a hold to a sell on their stock. AutoZone, which currently has 6,444 stores, they're saying is getting hurt because people are not fixing their own cars. Think about what I said. They're not going to the dealership. We know that. They're not going to the mechanic and they're not fixing their own cars. So AutoZone is having a huge problem right now and most likely will not survive and could theoretically close 1,500 stores overnight. So again, I like going to places like this because when you ask questions, most auto parts stores have people that don't just work there. Yeah, I don't know anything about oil. I don't know anything about antifreeze for your car. they know everything. So it's going to be interesting to see if these places survive this. But again, with the True Value stores, who's going to take that over? The one store that I know that went out of business in Costa Mesa, California, has been vacant for 4 years for a True Value hardware store. And so what's going to happen if you close 1,500 auto zones? Does that concern you? It concerns me. So you're going to see a lot more of this. So, you know, haven't seen anything yet, guys. But the idea with this is that everything's okay. It's all good. You need to find the good in things, Dan. Okay, I do. I'm awake, guys. I know exactly what's going on. So I see the good in everything right now. That's where I'm at right now. That's where you need to be at as well right now. So let me know what you think about this. Let me know if you think that this is a big deal, because I think it's horrible. When you have the home improvement industry that is completely shuttering, you know, that's one thing. The other thing is, you know, Halloween retailers right now, which a lot of people, last year when I talked about Spirit Halloween, I had all this hate mail saying that I was promoting the devil, and it's, you're, you know, lighten up, okay? Tell your granddaughter that, okay? It's ridiculous. But this year will be the worst Halloween, they say, since, listen to this number, 2011. So Halloween is going to bite the dust this year because nobody has any extra money for a costume. Make your own costume is what you're going to be seeing more of right now. I love coming out to the boats in the morning like this. It's cold, it's freezing, and it's almost, gosh, guys, it's almost time to wear a scarf. My daughter was making fun of me. Are you going to wear a scarf this morning, Dad? No, not yet. It's only 65. It's getting there, though. It's getting really close, guys. Chilly 65-degree weather. Enjoy. Let's talk about our sponsor, Private Internet Access VPN. A VPN is a virtual private network, and it is more important to have this than ever right now. Think about this. When you go online, you run the risk of the bad guys seeing all your information, your keystrokes, your passwords, everything. Plus, you don't want people to know where you're going. You don't want people to know your search history. People don't want your political beliefs, your sports teams, anything. You want privacy. If you go to number one rated private internet access, you can save 83% off the regular price right now. This has been the product of the year for the last 2 years here at iAllegedly, and you need to get this. The good people at Private Internet Access did something for us that I still, every month, are we gonna get that? And it's unlimited. You get one account and all your devices are covered. There is no hardware to install. It is very simple to use, and I love this thing. I use it every single day when I'm out and about, and if I ever go to public Wi-Fi, you literally click one button. See this? I'm not protected right now. I press one button and I can go online. See when it turns green? I'm protected. Get yourself private internet access today. If you watch sports, if you want to hide your location and move around the world, they have hundreds of different VPNs that you can use. Check it out today. Save 83%. It is literally pennies a day, but this is more important than ever. You don't need the bad guys or the government or anybody to see what you're doing. Get a VPN today. The best one is Private Internet Access. Use the link below and sign up and save big. Now, one thing we talked about earlier is how you're going to see consolidation. Barclays Bank is taking over General Motors credit card. So they're going to do all the processing because GM can't do it. Now what this does, think about this, Barclays Bank has a huge credit card. I have a credit card with them. They have a huge credit card division and they're going to take over General Motors credit card division. So that's going to be big for them. So you're going to see this happen more and more where you have a company that's like, okay, we fire, you know, everybody in the phone room, we get rid of these people, and then everything is processed now by them. Basically, I want to say it's the click of a button, but it's fairly easy. And then Santander is a fleet management company, and they're going to handle all the UK fleet management for different car companies right now out of the UK. And again, the management, all these stories are below. But when you see companies handling this, you're going to see this happen more and more and more. It's just a matter of time until these companies that don't want to run things, don't want to pay the employees, don't want to have managers, don't want to have this, you're going to see this more often. I found a list of 10 airlines that are most likely to lose your luggage. I normally end the video with something like this, but I won't bore you with it. But the usual suspects are there. And I'm blown away by this. It's been a while since somebody lost my luggage, but I've just had bad service on an airline. And again, who do you like to fly? Who is like, I have great service when I go on American or Delta or whatever? I don't know. Apple has completely abandoned their cars. They were spending $1 billion a year to develop a car, and it is officially dead. There's a story below on this, and you can say, oh, we know that, Dan. No, no, no. This is how dead it is. There was an application fee that you have to apply for here in California to have driverless cars, and you have to update it every year. And as of late September 2024, they withdrew that. So it is done, guys. They are officially out of the car business. And wouldn't you like to see what the Apple car would be like? Would it be like the iPhone 16 that so many of you have written me about and said it's just a shell of what other cars were and it's a horrible car? It's a horrible phone. And I can only imagine how their car is going to be. So that's interesting. Another win for Elon. And think about this. We've talked a lot about squatter laws. California, if you're in somebody's house for 30 days, you're establishing squatter rights. I am telling you, from that last video where you can go set up a home restaurant to being able to have squatter rights after 30 days, this is insane. This is insane. You're going to have people that are going to live with you, that you're going to do a favor for. And then with, hey, John, listen, you're just sitting around, you know, playing video games, watching Springer. Man, you got to go, okay? It's okay if you watch I Allegedly, but no Springer. You know what I mean? You got to go. No, I'm a resident here. I'm going to keep my squatter rights are that I am a resident now in this house. This is what's going to happen to people. Mark my words, guys. It's just insane. California, you know, I love this state at times, but, it's ridiculous. The Federal Reserve cutting interest rates, this is going to save us a fortune on interest. Well, it's not really working out that way, guys. Oh, but you haven't seen anything yet. They're going to cut interest rates down to 2%, and your house is going to be worth $18 million. Boar's Head has been completely upside down with all the listeria outbreak. How about this one? There's an article below where the CFO was in a deposition, and they were asking, who is the CEO of this company? And he didn't know, and he'd worked there for years. And he finally found out during the litigation who the actual CEO of the company was. It's family owned, and they're very private. Well, man, oh man, they're about to get their brain sued out. So you're going to see injustices get corrected shortly. That's what I think is going to happen. A judge wrote me out of Florida and said, Dan, you want to see insult to injury? Here's one for you. You know, we had two hurricanes within basically 10 days of each other, and you had some people that had wind damage, and then some people had flood damage. So there are people that are going to have to fight with their insurance company. You know what? We're going to cover that. We're not going to cover this. You're going to see shenanigans like that. You're going to see people wait years to get their houses fixed. You're going to see people go bankrupt and lose these homes, and you're going to see Florida real estate crash during this time. But again, the injustices of this and the increased storm damage that's coming out right now, going to see more of this right now. It's going to be much more of this before it gets better. Let me know what you think about that. A downtown LA tower just sold for $80 million. That's good, Dan. That's a commercial real estate you say is doing so bad. Yeah, they bought it 2 years ago for $111 million. $111 million minus 80. Okay. We lost money. Okay? Come on, guys. Okay? This is an absolute travesty. The boat patrol is barking at me. This is what's going to happen. Stories below, but this is what you're going to see more of, guys. You're going to see more of these houses go, more of these houses, more of these commercial buildings get unloaded back to the bank. now that summer's done, you're going to see more and more hotels go back to the bank as well. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And there's a store chain called Dirt Cheap. They're closing all their stores, filing for bankruptcy. I think they're out of Mississippi. And again, I hate hearing this because people lose their job. People lose everything. And see this in the background, the big crane lifting the boat back there. It's wild. All the pulleys, everything. So, more of this. Kevin O'Leary steps forward and says, listen, when you get married, you need to never marry your finances. You need to keep things separately. And I've seen Kevin O'Leary speak in public. This was about 10 years ago. And got a picture with him and everything. Great guy. But he talked about this and wrote a book about finances and marriage and how you need to be at least on the same page. But you need to run your household not as a fairy tale, but as a business. And I thought, God, that's a really great way of putting it, because, you know, when you sit there and you talk to people, you need to know where people are at. You need to know who's in debt. It's like having a business partner. I know a guy who, I really like this guy, okay? Got into a restaurant 2 years ago and lost 100% of his money because he chose the wrong partner, who was a number one, a liar, and number two, didn't have the restaurant experience that he had and was deeply in debt and hid his financial problems from him. The worst partner you can have, okay? Well, my wife has a bunch of boyfriends that are men. Yeah, okay, that's not a good idea either. Final story is, how many people in this country have $1 million? Have a net worth of $1 million? Guys, it's 23 million households have a net worth of $1 million, and it's gone up. So basically, 18% of the households are millionaires right now. Isn't that crazy to think about? So just think, 18% of my audience is a bunch of millionaires. So congratulations. Anyways, don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. You want to email me, hello@iallegedly.com. For those of you that were at the Bob seminar, I hope you enjoyed that. And we'll do more fun things like that in the coming months. So onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon.